Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is an episode on perfectionism and shame and pieces that you might be going, okay, great. I don't want to hear this, but I would love and encourage you to stay because I have been in a space of working on a talk. I've done a lot of different talks, a lot of different keynotes, different times, different stages. And I'm walking into an actual speaking competition, which I haven't done since I was 11 years old. I was one of those kids at 11 that said I wanted to do a speaking competition. And I remember my parents saying, that's crazy. We don't do that. Like, that's scary. And, you know, I often think back that had I been the kid who listened, then would I have gone on stage for the first time if I would have taken that message that it's scary? This is the thing, is that sometimes our beliefs and our fears actually aren't ours. We adopt them from other people when we hear them. And I know that my parents literally want to just keep me safe, like, because that's, you know, it was putting yourself out there. Okay. It was definitely putting yourself out there. And I didn't know what I didn't know, but I wanted to do that. And so I found myself in this space of like, that was the first time speaking and sharing. As I'm prepping for this talk that I'm giving now, it is on the power of human connection. And so I've really dove into myself, my backstory. You know, the amount of research to go into a 5-minute talk, it's a lot, actually. It's a lot. You need to get it all out so that you can clean it up. And what I'm doing here is I just really want to share some of the things that have come down for me. If you look at the topics that I've covered in the show, there is so much overlap between perfectionism, shame, vulnerability, connection, so many of those pieces, ownership, owning your story. The thing is that perfectionism was the shield that I built as the child that I didn't know I was building. And I know that I'm not the only person who is alone when it comes to perfectionism. I don't even connect to that version of myself anymore on so many levels, but I know that that's how I spent most of my life, is this feeling that if I looked perfect, then that would keep me protected, right? Whatever the reasoning why, but that was something that I always had. I always had this belief that if it looks perfect, if I live perfect, if I work perfect, if I do all of these things perfect, then I can avoid criticism. I can minimize it. I can minimize blame. I can actually minimize challenges, because then maybe we don't ruffle the feathers. Maybe we make things smooth and easy. Really, perfectionism, when you spend your whole life building perfectionism, this belief that you can be perfect, you're building a shield. You're building this big shield, armor. And every time you're reinforced for it, you build the shield. You keep building the shield. And that is something that I learned through Brené Brown. And I have just adapted a little bit on my own, in the sense that I recognize I spent my life building that shield. And every time I was praised for being the strong one who didn't need help, then that shield was strengthened. And as that shield kept strengthening and strengthening, it was this message that it was making to my subconscious that I didn't even know it was that you can't ask for help and you can't let anyone know that you're struggling, because everyone thinks you're nailing it out of the park. Everyone thinks that you've got it all figured out. And that became this badge of honor. So every time there was a reinforcement, every time there was challenges that I walked through, I built the shield. And I built the shield. And what I didn't realize is I was the one who was adding the layers to the shield. I really was creating a scenario where subconsciously it was not safe to allow myself to be seen. And so over the years, I did learn how to release perfectionism. I think writing a book will definitely do that for you. But I also learned to release it because it was not attainable. It's actually one of the lowest standards you can ever set for yourself because it's not attainable. And perfectionism is the thing that stops you from starting because you're waiting for your version to be perfect. So that's fine when we're actually working on a project, when we're actually doing something. I say fine, but it's fine because we are trying to put our best work out there. What happens when perfectionism mixes with walking through a really difficult story? I mean, I've openly shared, I walked through sexual assault. I have walked through multiple miscarriages, through major health crisis situations. And I remember many times not wanting to ask for help and feeling like I wish somebody would understand me. I wish people would get me. Well, how could they possibly? I never even allowed space for that. And I wouldn't allow myself to do that. So the more life kept piling on, perfectionism, it got really muddy because it was blocking me from all of the things that were available in my life. And so perfectionism actually started to become this shame in disguise. And I've shared this on this show before, but if perfectionism is driving the wheel, that's the first thing that people see. Shame is in the passenger seat and fear is in the back seat. So perfectionism was actually shame in disguise. Shame of what? Shame of being seen. Shame of actually being understood. Shame is actually being, maybe she's not that strong. Maybe she does need help. Those two go together. But really at the core of it, what happens is that it comes from this feeling of not being good enough. I am good enough when it's perfect. I am good enough when I get it all dialed in and share it out there. I am good enough when I do X, Y, and Z. Those are all conditions and they're impossible to achieve. So anytime something went wrong, I wore that shame as this is my fault. I am obviously not doing a good enough job. This is my fault. That led to blame. That led to more shame, which actually only builds the shield even more. Because God, I don't want anyone to see how much I was struggling. And so what happened is that like shame continued to build because I believed it to be true. I believed it to be true. So perfectionism really means being terrified of shame, like being terrified of being seen. And you think that if you do all of these things right, you won't ever have to feel shame because no one's ever going to see it. But the thing is that you don't realize it until you actually go through the process of doing this. That shield becomes suffocating. It becomes so suffocating and unattainable. And it blocks you from all that is available for you. It really does. It blocks you. And when there's shame, there's no voice. Because shame loves secrecy. The way to work through shame is to add a voice, to use your voice, to share your voice and message. And so I think that my life hit a very interesting tipping point where here I was as a parent dealing with teen substance abuse, living with a lot of criticism, judgment, opinions, shame, fear, because people didn't want our story, because if it could happen to us, it could happen to anyone. And all of that was driving the wheel. And I felt myself getting smaller and smaller and smaller, like I was suffocating, like almost like I didn't want to be here anymore to see this. And it took I'm going to call it an accident. I think it's an accident, a fluke. I really think so. It took coming to a space of sharing my story for the first time because I didn't want to feel alone anymore. And when I did that, I started to receive feedback that, wait, I'm not the only person in this room who is struggling. I had no idea. I had no idea. Why would I know? Because I had this shield that I was carrying to protect myself and to block others. The first time I started to use my voice and put it out there, I started to receive messages from people that, thank you for helping me be seen. Thank you for helping me know I wasn't alone. And all of a sudden, I started to feel like, what if this is actually serving a purpose? What if this is actually helping myself to move forward? I didn't have any big picture of what it could do business-wise, all of these things. I had no idea. I had none. And I think that's a blessing. But I spent my life building perfectionism, protecting myself from shame, not allowing others to see that I actually was struggling. And I was actually desiring deep connection, but I didn't have it. And I couldn't have it because I was never allowing myself to be seen. It took coming to the point of deciding that I didn't want to carry that armor, that shield anymore. It was just too heavy. And it was suffocating and it was isolating and I didn't want to do it anymore. And it took deciding to set that down for a hot minute, share my story, and realize that I could connect with other people. They could see me. I could build a connection. I felt like there was purpose in what I was doing. And every time that happened, it opened up my eyes of maybe there's something else here. Maybe this is something else that I can do. Slowly, it got safer and felt easier to not carry the shield as opposed to carrying it. And I realized that I actually didn't need it. I didn't need the perfectionism anymore. I didn't need it. It's not who I was. That's not what was allowing me to connect to the people that I was meant to connect with. That shield was blocking all emotions, and all emotions are what build the connection to other people. When I started to recognize that I didn't want to feel this way, but I didn't know what to do anymore. And I remember saying to my counselor at the time, no one wants to talk about the difficult things in life. And she said, maybe that's because you're supposed to. And that was a moment. That was a tipping, turning point moment. To say, maybe I am. And when I used my voice, shame decreased. The shell lightened. Things got easier. Turns out I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only parent who had struggled. I wasn't the only woman trapped in a job. I wasn't the only person who felt isolated and alone. I wasn't the only person who didn't feel like they had their purpose. See, no one else can put that shield down. No one else can say that perfectionism shield is not serving me. I don't need it. Let's put it down. No one else can, except you. And I know it's scary, but it has to become scarier to not put it down. It has to become scarier to miss out on these connections. I hear it all the time. People will say, must be nice. Like, you've got so many incredible people in your corner. That must be nice. I'm like, it is. It is. And it took a long time to allow myself to receive them and to build those connections and to let them see parts of myself. And I think this is really important, is that stop spending so much time trying to convince the people who are in your life now that they need to get you, that they need to see it, that they need to step up and do the things. If they're not stepping up, that's because they're not meant to. They're not meant to. We have these parts of our rocket, right, that help us get off the ground. And that's our experiences and what we walk through and the challenges and the people. They push us forward or not, but they're not meant to go where you're going. The people who are going to support you, the people who you're meant to connect with, they're like on the other side of setting that shield down, setting that armor down, using your voice, letting go of perfectionism, proudly using your voice, because the second you use your voice, shame disappears. And then all of a sudden, you're allowing yourself to build connection. And I think the biggest part of allowing yourself to build connection is you have to allow yourself to receive. You have to feel worthy enough to receive the support of what is available for you. Because when you see that, you are then able to maybe get a glimpse that your story could be meant for something more. You are perfectly designed to help the person that you once were. You can make a massive difference with your story. You can help others. You can help yourself heal. You can actually step into a version of yourself that you don't even recognize. I look back when I talk about perfectionism and the shield, I remember vividly being in this energy. And I also think that's a version of me I just don't even recognize anymore. I don't begrudge it at all. I just know it was part of the story. And I needed that to get the rocket moving, to get it moving so that all those other parts could fall off so that I could connect with the people that I was meant to meet on this journey. When you decide that that shield of perfectionism is not yours to carry and hold anymore, and that you actually are ready to set it down, and you can step up and like be that version of yourself that's available, you're going to build the connections that you are here to connect with. You're here to build. You're going to meet the people on the way. And it also makes me think about, you know, when you're trying to make things happen, like that person who's like working your ass off to try and make things happen, you have these doors that you keep like yanking and tugging on, like, why is this not working? This opportunity, why can't I make this happen? You're pushing and pulling on all of the doors, but you can't get through because the shell is in the way. The armor is in the way. You have to drop that. When you drop that, then doors can appear left, right, and center, honestly. And you're looking at them going, have they been there all along? Have they been here? Has all of this been available? And my answer is yes, they're all available. When you decide to put that shell down, to embrace vulnerability, let the world see your true authentic self. And that can lead to things you can't see yet. For me, it has led to like doors of multiple books, podcasting, incredible connections, coaching clients, different stages, helping others share their story, writing, publishing books, building a coaching certification. Like, it's insane. I look at my life and it's unrecognizable from even 4 years ago. It is 100% unrecognizable from 10 years ago. And I think that's an important piece of it. We overestimate what we can do in a year. And when we look back at the year, we're like, I didn't get anything done that I wanted to, because we overestimated what we could do in the year. And we underestimate what we can do in 10. We underestimate it. We underestimate what we can do in 5. You can completely change your life when you decide to look inward at the ways that you are doing things and asking yourself, is that serving me? Is that moving me closer in the direction that I say I want to go? Because if it's not, it's time to face that look in the mirror, to take the armor, put it down, walk through the door, and let yourself be seen. Because that piece of human connection, it's one of the most beautiful things that I've been able to build. And that has come from allowing myself to be seen, allowing and leading. I'm going to say, this sounds a little woo-woo, but allowing and leading with my heart, which I never did before. I never did before. And that might sound scary if you're like, okay, but if I do that, then I'm like, I could be hurt. I could be seen, and, you know, people can step on it and squash it. Yeah, they, you know what? They will. If you keep surrounding yourself with the wrong people, they will. But if you surround yourself with the right ones and you really build that strength within yourself, so many beautiful things can come from it. I'm telling you, completely, completely unrecognizable where my life is right now. And I'm so freaking grateful for it. I want you to know that connection is available for you to build. There are people out there. Someone somewhere is always praying for the solutions that you're holding on to. And we are not meant to do this life alone. We are not. So allow yourself to be curious and open that maybe the people you are meant to connect with, maybe they're literally one door away. You put that shield down, you allow yourself to be seen, and you allow yourself to receive the connections that are there. And you're going to look back one day and say, I remember when. This is when it all turned for me. I hope there's something in this message for, I feel like it's for somebody in particular today. We'll see. Maybe it's for me. Maybe it's for a past version of me as I look at it and I see the difference in what has changed in my life as I've been deep diving into this story. I just promise you that if perfectionism is something you connect and relate to, perfectionism and shame go together, and it is 100% blocking you from all that is available for you in your life. I promise you it is. Have an incredible day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review, and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.